If needlework is your passion, whether you're stitching by hand, machine, or mixing it all up, you're going to want to hear about the Mr. X Stitch Contemporary Needlework Prize 2025. This prize celebrates the best in modern stitch and it's open to creatives from all around the world, whether you're a student or an emerging artist or a seasoned professional. And the best part, you don't have to send your work anywhere. Just upload high-resolution images to a private folder we will send you after you enter. You can enter more than one category, for instance, hand embroidery and 3D textiles. Just grab an entry for each one. And if you've got a student ID, you can get 50% off the entry price as well. The deadline for entering is 30th of June 2025, and entries are now open at xstitchmag.com/prize-entry. Thanks to our brilliant sponsors, Bookmarked Hub by Search Press and David and Charles, and the legends at Lowry Workstands. If you've got the stitch bug, this is your time. Show us what you've got. Enter the prize now. Visit xstitchmag.com/prize-entry to get your ticket today.
Hey everybody, it's Mr. X Stitch here. How you doing? Happy New Year 2024. I wanted to record this video about 3 days ago. I've been trying to record a solo episode of Needle Exchange the past few days, but life gets in the way, you know. So now I'm out with my dog in a wood in the rain, and I'm going to record a podcast to you now with the soothing sounds of nature and hopefully not the soothing sounds of me falling on my ass in the mud. I just wanted to reflect on last year, really, and say a bit about what's going on this year, because there's lots happening. It's pretty exciting stuff. I was so pleased to launch Needle Exchange last year. It was something that felt like the right thing to do. I'd been doing the Lovecraft Show podcast with my good friend Marion for 4 seasons, and unfortunately that came to an end due to Lovecraft circumstances. Marion and I will be back in podcast format for you diehard Lovecraft fans. Lovecraft Show fans, I should add. Funny story, I was telling some people at a theme park. I got a gig as a Santa Claus at one of the UK's biggest theme parks. And I was telling some of the elves that I was on a show called The Lovecraft Show, and they all got very excited because they thought I was talking about, is it J.P. Lovecraft and Cthulhu and all that kind of weird tentacle stuff. And then I was like, yeah, no, it's mostly knitting and crochet. And they weren't quite as keen then. But yeah, The Lovecraft Show came to an end. Somewhere down the line, I can't even remember when the idea to do Needle Exchange properly popped into my head, but it's been fantastic. This will be episode number 21, and it's been great. I've loved it so far. We've had some fantastic guests from the worlds of machine embroidery and hand embroidery, and I've chatted to people that I've known, and I've chatted to people I've never met before, and I've really enjoyed it, and hopefully you listeners have enjoyed it as well. I find myself always in this funny position of I'm not really a maker so much, you know, certainly not in the same sense as a lot of the people I talk to. I just don't get the time, you know. I haven't done any needlework for about 6 months, truth be told. But, you know, when it comes to curating, when it comes to talking about creativity and having those kind of conversations, it's something I'm very comfortable with. It's something I enjoy doing. And so I love chatting to people. You know, I love chatting to people who I've known and admired for years, like Meredith Woolnough. And then people who I've never met before, like Manya Goldman, and just trying to have those conversations and tap into the similarities that there are about the creative process and the way we make things and how to overcome the barriers, you know, whether it's marketing or creativity. You know, there's just lots of common things we're able to talk about, and I find it really rewarding to be able to have those conversations. And when I resonate on the same level with people, it's really fantastic. So I've enjoyed that, and I'm looking forward to booking in a lot more guests this year so that I can have a lot more needle exchanges with people, and hopefully you'll enjoy those conversations as well. I welcome any of your feedback about the show. You can email hello@needle.exchange, which is needl.exchange, and let me know what you think of the show. That'd be fantastic. So there's the podcast, and you're listening to it now. And the rain. I'm half hoping that the woodpecker will kick in. There's a woodpecker around here who sometimes you hear, and it's very satisfying to hear that noise, although who wants to go smacking your head against a wet tree? But anyway, the magazine continues. Issue 26 just came out. The sixth mixtape, and we've got plans for next year. The themes, here's an exclusive, the themes for the next four issues of X-Ditch magazine will be flora, home, the 1980s, and then there'll be a mixtape at the end of the year. I think that's a pretty groovy combination. I might be a bit biased on the Flora one on account of having a daughter called Flora, but it's not going to be about her per se. But yeah, the magazine keeps growing, and if you know anybody who likes modern cross-stitch, then please do point them in the direction of X-Ditch. I want to keep the subscriber base going on that one so that it can be sustainable and really, you know, set a new standard for cross-stitch. I started the magazine in 2017, and now it's 2024, which means this is the seventh year of having a go at it, and it should be bedded in by now. So certainly, yeah, that remains a joy, and I love working with new designers and people from around the world and really just showcasing what an amazing world cross-stitch can be. And then Mr. X-Ditch, the website, will continue as well, as it does. I'll be spending a lot of time these days going back over old posts because Mr. X-Ditch was started in 2008. And so there's a lot of content there that can be used. And so now we're kind of going through and digging out posts about old authors and finding out what they've been up to. A good example recently was a post about Miki Sato, who I wrote about in 2012. And she's subsequently gone on to become a children's book illustrator with a number of books under her belt using her particular style of sort of embroidered textile applique or kind of collage, you know. So there'll be more of that. And after last year's success with the Mr. X-Ditch Contemporary Needlework Prize, I'm pleased to announce that we will be running that again this year during the summer. But also, and here's another exclusive, we're going to run the Mr. X-Ditch Contemporary, let me get this right, the Mr. X-Ditch Student Needlework Prize. A prize open to students performing in academic realms, whether it's universities or colleges. When you do a college course, a lot of the time you have to put yourself forward for exhibitions and for competitions. And so we're going to put forward the opportunity to do that. It'll be a juried competition. I think the entry time will be possibly March. I think that's where we're heading at the moment. And again, there will be prizes for the winners. So if you know any universities, if you know any students who are involved in the world of textiles, tell them to keep their eyes open for that one, because that'll be fantastic. So that's great news. And yeah, doing the prize again this year will be another great opportunity to see what the world of needlework has to offer. So yeah, I think we'll just carry on, really. I shall keep doing what I can do, all the while juggling my responsibilities as a father and a dog owner and a husband and a homekeeper and all of that sort of stuff, you know. But it's funny this time of year, because, you know, you tend to reflect back on what's gone on and what's important and stuff, and I find myself recalibrating a lot of the time to understand what my own version of success is. This job that I recently had, being Santa Claus, meant that I was working away from home during the day, which obviously isn't that foreign a concept, but, you know, I've worked from home a lot, and I've been running the magazine for the same length of time as I've been a dad. And so we've gotten very used to being around, and I suddenly realised that although financial reward is important, and please do support me on Patreon if you want to help support the cause, there's something to be said for having a stable home life and being present for the people that you love the most and those kind of things. And so I think in some ways I've had a very successful year because I've been able to do that, and I hope that I'll be able to find that balance more this year as well. Also, I think I'm going to just try and do a bit of self-care as well, a bit more kind of exercise, a bit more looking after myself. I don't want to talk about age, but it is my birthday on the 8th of January, and I'm going to be 1 year away from quite a profound birthday. Let's just say it's going to be 21 all over again. So yeah, I think I just need to do a bit more looking after myself, making sure I get enough sleep, not sweating the small stuff. Don't know, lots to do. It's all very easy for us to find fault in the things that we do, or to worry about the things that we can't change or the things that are still to be done. But sometimes I think it's important to just reflect on how green our grass is, and take stock of that. So I am very grateful for my grass, very good grass. That takes me back. And I'm grateful to you. I want to thank you for being part of this. If you're listening to me, if you're watching me, if you're enjoying the rain dripping down my head, thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing time with me. Do get in touch and let me know if you've got any goals for the year. And yeah, I look forward to being back in your life fairly soon with another excellent needle exchange. And until then, take care of yourself and happy new year.
Thanks for joining me on another Needle Exchange. I hope you enjoyed the show. I'd love to hear from you, so feel free to email hello@needle.exchange, that's NWDL.exchange, with any thoughts, comments or feedback. And if you want to keep up with all the news, sign up to the Needle Exchange mailing list at bit.ly/needle exchange. See you next time.